Savage Farms owner Keith Moore and his family began commercially producing maple syrup more than a decade ago, tapping trees at their Fallsburg farm. Moore, who has served as president of the Kentucky Maple Syrup Association, has long been experimenting with other maple products. He says among his most beloved creations is a Woodford Reserve bourbon barrel-aged maple syrup.
But we take our syrup and age it in that barrel for about 5 to 6 months, and it infuses not just the flavor of the bourbon, but the caramels, the flavors of the barrel as well, and that's what makes it unique. It's not just bourbon-flavored syrup. It's actually aged in the barrel.
The farm was hit hard by recent ice storms, which destroyed their complex tubing system, linking more than 1,200 maple trees. While they won't be making much new syrup this year, they will have some bottles of the bourbon barrel syrup available for sale in April. But Savage Farms has some other products they've been busy preparing and are excited to share with customers now.
A few years ago, I went up north, which I spend a lot of time up around Vermont because of the maple business, and bought some maple wine. So I came home and started making some maple wine here at the house and really liked it, but really enjoyed making it. So we ended up getting licensed and started a little small farm winery here.
Savage Farms is located in an otherwise dry county, so they created a petition and subsequently received voter approval to sell and serve the wine they produce at their farm. In doing so, they became Northeast Kentucky's only winery. Moore says he hopes the business will help to boost tourism and other economic opportunities for the region.
But I think it's extremely important for economic development, especially here in Lawrence County. There's not a ton of things like this to do. And honestly, you know, we're the only one in this area that has a winery right now. So I just felt like it was important to our community. It's important to the people, and it's important to provide those things. But most of all, we just have fun and enjoy being around people and watching them smile because they like our product.
The winery is open to customers on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. The farm now produces a variety of fruit wines in addition to their maple wine.
You can uncork it and have a drink here, or you can purchase it by bottle and leave. There's not a lot of seating room right now because, you know, outdoors is where most of our seating is, and obviously it's March, so it's a little chilly, but still, there's plenty of opportunity, and you can come by and taste any of our wines that you want to and see what you like.
Moore said the winery has been so well received, visitors will have even more options come later this summer.
Got some plans I don't want to disclose right now, but we've got some plans coming up for this year that I think are going to be exciting for folks. And of course, we put in a grain bin gazebo and building a deck for people to sit at, maybe a little bit of food and drink a glass of wine. So got some really big plans for this year.
Savage Farms is located on Route 3, just outside of Fallsburg in Lawrence County. The farm is approximately 15 and a half miles from Interstate 64 and approximately 10 miles from Louisa. To learn more about Savage Farms or to see their selection of wines, visit their Facebook page. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo.